everyone's heart. So one time, one sadhu was passing through the jungle of South India, and there was a heavy rain. So it was raining like cats and dogs, and he was searching for a shelter, and he found one small hut, jhopadi, and he thought, the Lord is so merciful. You know, in the middle of this jungle, he has actually, you know, arranged for one hut for us. Okay, so I'll just go and I'll take rest. And obviously devotee are very naturally very grateful, very humble. So he offered his respectful obeisances to Lord, went inside, and the hut was only that much in size that one person can sleep. It was only sufficient for one person to sleep. So he felt more grateful, saying that, you know, my Lord has arranged everything. You all know Krishna says, yoga kshemam vahamyaham. So then he went and he actually started taking rest. He slept there, and there was a knock on the door, and there was another sadhu who came, because he was also facing the same difficulty, same rain. So he requested him, he said, can I get shelter also? And devotees are sharing and caring, right? We share, we don't become selfish that no, it's only for me. Now I have got some opportunity, now let me just exploit or utilize it only for my purpose. But they would like to share with everybody. Sabka saath, sabka vikas. So then, you know, this devotee, he thought, yes, you know, why not? These devotees also should be welcomed. And then he opened the door and he thought himself, he said, that the place where one person can lie down, two people can sit there. Okay. So they said, okay, we both can sit there. And when these two devotees sat down, so what happens when two devotees meet? What do they do? Really? This is what we need to think. When two sincere devotees meet, they talk about Lord. When two casual devotees meet, what they do? And casual devotee is a casualty. So, anyway, so we should not be a casual devotee, but we should try to become sincere devotees. It's very, very important. So he actually accommodated him, and both of them started speaking about Krishna, because that's the happiness of a devotee. If somebody else meets him and he is able to speak dadati prati grahanati guhyam akhyad prakshati. So they speak their heart, and they inspire each other, as Krishna says, machitta madgata prana. They started speaking, and after some time there was another knock on the door. There was a third yogi who was coming, who was passing by. He also faced the same difficulty, and then he told, so ek se bhale do se bhale teen. That is much more, even because sometimes two devotees may do prajalpa, but if third person joins, you know, he may tell Prabhu, kya kar rahe ho? You are not supposed to do this. So actually, every time three is much better than two. Two is dangerous. One is absolutely disaster. Two is dangerous, but three is at least, you know, because he will remind us. So he came inside, and both of them, they thought that there is a space where one person can lie down. In the same space where one person can lie down, two can sit. If there is, you know, two people can sit, in the same place three people can stand. So all of them, they stood and they started, and sometimes it is much better, you know, sitting you might even get sleep, like in Bhagavatam class, but standing generally not. So they started speaking about Krishna and narrate. So as the morning came, they felt that this hut was not sufficient enough for them to, you know, be standing there properly. They thought that ye bahut thoda, you know, it is congested, there is some issues. So they thought that maybe there is fourth person. And who is that fourth person? Krishna came. So naham tishthami vaikunthe yoginam hridayeshuva yad gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. He says that I am there where my devotees are singing the glories. So wherever the glories of the Lord is sung, the glories of the Lord is spoken, lo and behold, we are not able to see, feel, or but definitely Lord is there, because it is his wordings. He said that I am there wherever. So whenever we are associating with Srimad Bhagavatam, we should understand that we are actually dealing one to one with the Lord, and amongst the association of devotees, Krishna is definitely there.